Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Rajratan Global Wires Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sailesh Raja from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Good evening, all, and thank you for joining us for Rajratan Global Wires Limited second quarter of FY23 earnings conference call. During this call, from the management side, we'll be hearing from Mr. Sunil Chordia, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Yashovardhan, Director, Mr. Pranay Jain, CFO, Rajratan Thailand, and Mr. Hitesh Jain, CFO, Rajratan India. I would now like to turn the call to Mr. Sunil, sir, for the opening remarks, followed by Q&A. Sir, you may begin now.
Yeah, hi, good evening, friends. I'm Sunil Chordia. Happy to join you for this conference call. This quarter was marked by lower demand of bead wire, mainly due to lower production of tire companies in Thailand, who are majorly exporting their product tires to Europe and America. Because of this, the profitability is pulled down. However, we have used this period to introduce improvements to our overall productivity through TPM projects and digitization of all our factories. I am happy to share with you that we have now received our environmental impact assessment approval for the expansion in Thailand, which has paved the way for moving to 60,000 tons per annum capacity in November next month. We are in talks with new customers in Korea, Vietnam, and Europe to cater to from this expanded capacity. Further, we have completed 50% of construction at Chennai, where we are setting up the greenfield facility for 60,000 tons per annum. We have already initiated market surveys for the entire European region in preparation for this upcoming Chennai capacity. Overall, we are confident to deliver 20% CAGR, of course in volumes, over the next 3 to 5 years, and all our efforts are aimed towards this to continue outperformance. I am now happy to take your questions, or if you want to just know the, you must have gone through the financial performance of the company, so I think we can go directly to question answers. Yeah.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Anay Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Okay. Sir, it is always nice to speak with you, sir. So thanks for giving this opportunity for the investors. My first question would be on the drop in the growth for this quarter. Sir, right? Like, well, you have given an estimate of, I think, 1,05,000, if I am not wrong, for
correct
this year, FY23.
Yes.
So, are you confident of achieving that volumes for this year? That would be my first question.
No, let me tell you, the recession in Europe or inflation in USA is real, okay? Our customers who are tire companies are making tires for exporting to those advanced countries, those two major markets. The Thai tire companies are running at around 50-60% capacity utilization, which has resulted into substantially lower demand from our customers. This year, we are not likely to grow in volume in Thailand. Of course, we are confident of almost 10% volume growth or even 15% volume growth in India compared to last year. Overall, I see a possibility of only 7-8% volume growth in the business for current year. I would like to revise, the volume growth estimations for this year, which is due to all these reasons I have explained to you. Yeah.
Okay. Sir, I also recollect when we had these conferences before as well, you said that your demand is driven by your customers asking for you to expand, isn't it?
Correct.
Those situations are still intact in terms of what you hear from your customers in terms of utilizing your capacity for their production and stuff. Is the situation still intact?
Yes. Longer term, yes. In one of the interactions, I had mentioned, I had told you that, quarterly performance depends on the business and the volumes of tire companies. Okay? We as Rajratan have no control on the market situation. Yes, as per our discussion with all the customers, they continue to invest in India in creating more capacity. There are more capacities being created in Thailand, which we think will continue to consume more bead wire in the coming years. That is why we had a detailed discussion in our board meeting also today. With that long-term view, we are continuing with our investment plan.
Okay. Which means that the capacity that you are creating now in Chennai, right? That's your demand forecast, isn't it? Either, I think part of which will go for export as well, right? Europe and U.S.
Yes.
Predominantly, apart from domestic.
Yeah.
Those things are still intact and you are confident of.
Yeah, long-term intact, yes. I appreciate and I also we are suddenly faced with a situation where customer demand, particularly in Q2, was very low. Okay. I don't think this will continue for longer term.
Okay.
This is based on our discussion with customers.
Okay.
Even the customers who are Indian customers, Indian tire companies who are exporting, you will see that their productions have also come down. To that extent, the demand of bead wire has also come down on those counters of Indian companies.
Okay. Finally, on the operating margins, sir, we saw a rather unexpected drop in margins, right? While some of the factors that you spoke about could lead to that outcome. Do you think that you have not done something which has resulted in substantial drop in margins?
No. Let me tell you, there is no major drop in the margin. The margins, EBITDA margins in previous quarter was unexpected, which probably there was no conference call, but I had mentioned that that is not going to be a normal margin. Okay? You can always assume 18%-19% as a normal margin. This quarter, we have done about 17%, which is also because of lower cost of lower volume. When the volumes are lower, the cost of production goes up. Okay? So there is a little bit, 100 points drop in the EBITDA margin for this year. Secondly, the major effect is of increase in energy cost. Okay. Of course, that phenomenon is global. So the natural gas prices have gone up by almost, it has almost doubled in last 1 year. Okay. Which has badly hit all manufacturing sectors, including ours. Okay. So these are the reasons for a little drop in the margin. But as the volume picks up, the margin will be there. It will come back.
Got it, sir. Sir, one final question. Your CapEx, ongoing CapEx at Chennai, are you seeing any price escalation due to inflationary situation on the total budget that you had for the Chennai CapEx, or you are well within limits?
No, we are well within limits, and I don't expect any increase in the budget there. Yeah, we should be able to do it within the stipulated budget. Yeah.
Great. And you said that it's already 50% complete. That's what you.
The construction work. We have said the construction work is 50% complete. The building shed is ready, 50%. Now the machines will start coming in, and we target to start trials by end of this financial year.
Great, sir. That's it from my end. Thanks for
Yeah.
the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Sir, I think it's all for me, actually. My answer is already answered. So. Sir, my questions has already been answered, sir.
All right. Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Saket Reddy from Polasani Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, sir. So first,
Good.
I think you've gone through a production shutdown this quarter. Is it in only Thailand or in India as well?
Up till now, it was only in Thailand. In India, we have not taken any major shutdown. Of course, this month, because of holiday.
How many cases
In Thailand, Yashovardhan is there on the line.
Yeah, we took a part of the manufacturing section for almost 10 days.
10 days, okay. And I see you added Michelin as your client. But here it says it's only for their Indian plant. So you only, being audited for their Indian plant, or is it
Yes. It is for supplies to their manufacturing facility near Chennai, for which we now got bulk approval. Like we are now, we have got regular supply orders to Michelin in Chennai plant from our Indian facility.
When do they come in?
No, this is starting in this current quarter. So
okay.
We have got regular orders for supplies to Michelin in the current quarter, that is Q3.
Okay. And the Thailand facility, I think you've been talking with European customers. So how fruitful is it for you to export to Europe from Thailand? Isn't it better to do it from India?
No, it is. We have done a detailed study, and the cost of conversion in both the places is not very different. Sometimes the wire rod cost makes an impact. It was quite low in India up till last quarter. Now we see that China prices have come down of steel. So Thailand raw material price is little lower than India today. We have seen extreme volatility in steel prices in 2 years. prices which had gone up to 74,000 rupees for our raw material have now come down to 57,000-58,000 rupees in India and little lower in Thailand today. So we are targeting European market to supply from both the locations. In longer term, we think that Chennai will be available for supplies to Europe, but we have capacity in Thailand also. So we are discussing both the options and we are connecting with customers with offers from both the locations.
Okay. And last question, sir. I think you mentioned in one of your conferences earlier in the quarter that, some of the companies have, maybe your customers have asked you to enter the tire cord space. So any update on that?
No, nothing. We don't have any concrete plans to share with you for investment in tire cord. However, we continue to explore the possibility talking to some technology companies or, but that is, there is nothing concrete I can share with you right now.
Okay. Thank you. That will be it. And happy Diwali.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Sanjay Shah from KSA Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Yasho.
Good evening.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question was main broadly to understand the demand scenario right now. As you mentioned about the tire, which is in Thailand, it was export was less. That is, we appreciate that volatility in quarter and quarter. But overall, how do you see for next 2-3 years? I'm coming to this question on two grounds. One of the demand side from the user industry as well as the competitors. How are the competitors building up right now? Is there any new capacity coming in the world or even in India? And how we are facing that side?
Sanjay bhai, you are talking about the bead wire capacity or tire capacity?
Yes, bead wire capacity.
Yeah, so as of today, there is no new announcement of capacity in Thailand. And I have not come across any announcement of additional capacity in India also. As far as tire capacities are concerned, we every day, are seeing that only 2 days back, we heard that Maxxis Tire wants to invest 100 million more in Indian business. And similarly, all the tire companies continue to invest. Of course, current last quarter and they have faced a situation where they couldn't sell their entire production, and more so the export-oriented companies. The companies who export their tires to Europe and America, they are really having a tough time. Okay, so we are with our customers and facing the same situation.
Right. So that stands, holds good even till today, and how long you see that situation? Is there any green shoots coming in or still situation is unknown?
Nay, dekhiye, Indian tire market to our understanding will continue. There is a robust demand in automobiles, so ultimately demand will be there in tires also. Okay. It is the companies who were exporting more of their product. They got some problem. Okay. So their volumes are reduced, and to that extent, bead wire demand has come down in India. In Thailand, majority of the companies were exporting. Okay. So we felt this pressure more in Thailand, which is reflected in our numbers also. How long this will continue is a very wild guess. Okay, it is because of the problems in Europe. All of us are aware that Europe is not doing well. The European economy is not doing well. There is geopolitical problem in Europe. How long it will continue, how long the energy crisis in Europe will continue is anybody's guess. Yeah.
Yes, sir, my question was to you. Is there any new clients we have added to our portfolio this year or this quarter?
Sanjali, as explained, you know, majorly our customers today were exporting the tires to Europe, so that has affected our demand. But I would like to mention that we were still in a position where demand was always more than our capacity, and we are just starting the new line. So there is still an untapped market in Thailand where our approvals are done and where we have scope of increasing our volumes. So that is one aspect of adding some volumes. We have seen that after COVID, the Korean tire companies were heavily dependent on Chinese bead wire. And we see a very positive traction from them in terms of finding an alternate source of bead wire supplies. So for the same target, we are discussing with three Korean tire companies for our approval. And as we are getting more accurate information about Europe and connecting with all tire companies in Europe, we definitely see that there should be some low-hanging fruits in the European tire market, which we can tap in the next 6 months. So overall, even if the demand is low, we still have many avenues to increase our customer base. But yes, it cannot happen overnight. It would take 6 to 8 months to reach supplying them considerable volumes.
I appreciate. Sounds very good for long term. Thank you. Thank you very much, and good luck to you, and wish you Diwali, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sanjay. So if I want to add to what he said, there is a lot of work Rajratan can do, you know, to further grow the business in spite of this current situation. Okay. Till last quarter, we were facing a shortage. Okay. And we have suddenly seen the drop in demand. Okay. And this is, you know, in last 2 years, we have been continuously growing quarter on quarter, quarter on quarter. So this situation has come, but within the company, we see a lot of work to be done. Okay, so we are focusing on that. Yeah.
Very correct, sir. We also see an exciting year ahead, sir. Lot of opportunities. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
But,
really helpful. Thank
but
you.
Let me tell you, we can always talk long term. Okay.
Right.
Answering quarterly performance is really difficult. And especially when it is because of the external factor, geopolitical problem, energy crisis, you know, huge recession in Europe. You know, these are situations where every business which was exposed to them, to those situations got a hit. Yeah.
Correct, correct. Appreciate, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Radha. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, sir. Hope you're doing good, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So my first question was, sir, you were mentioning about Europe and US slowdown. So with respect to that, in Thailand, how much of our volumes are exported, and out of the total volumes, out of the total exports, how much of that would be from Europe and US?
I think you need to further, I have to make a clarification. Whatever export to Europe and US we are talking, it is the tire company's export. Okay, not our export. Our customers who buy bead wire from us make tire out of it in Thailand, and they export tires. So let me make that one clarification. And we won't be knowing what is their volume and how much of bead wire they consume for exporting those tires. But majority of the big companies like Sumitomo is exporting tires from Europe. Yashodhan, am I right?
Yeah, so just to give you a few broad numbers, like Sumitomo, our main customer in Thailand, exports about 55% of their tires to the US market. All the Chinese companies that we were talking about since so many years have set up base in Thailand, primarily was because they wanted to export tires to the US. So broadly, you know, tire production in Thailand is as big as India, but the size of the country is maybe even smaller than one state. So the per capita production of tires is much high, and 70 to 80% tires get exported to outside of Thailand, and majority of the export is to Europe and US.
Okay, sir, that's very helpful. So my next question was only speaking about the India business. So in India business, we have witnessed that the volumes are flat Q1Q. And because of the fall in steel prices, we have seen that realizations have fallen. However, previously you had mentioned that we book raw materials on a month-on-month basis, whereas we book sales on a quarterly basis. So given that the prices are steel prices are still falling, how do we see the scenario? Like, why is the raw material as a percentage of sales have gone up only in the India business?
Yeah, it is because we are carrying some inventory of the higher price. Okay, and the raw material continues to fall. So if you recall, in every discussion I have said, in a falling market, there will be a, we don't get advantage immediately. The advantage comes in the next quarter. Okay. So you will see this correction in the next quarter, provided the price further, price doesn't fall further from here.
Understood. Okay, sir. And the third question is, sir, in the Thailand business, so because of the cancellation of rebates, we were witnessing that Chinese players were becoming less competitive in Thailand. But are you witnessing any increase in competition from these Chinese players in Thailand? And even if you are seeing a competition, then how can the Chinese still supply to tire companies in Thailand at competitive rates, despite them not having a manufacturing plant over there?
So, we all know that the domestic demand in China is quite bad. China is still under a lot of restrictions due to COVID. And that is making many industries quite desperate to sell products outside China. And I would say bead wire also is one of them. But in that aspect also, we are quite competitive to fight with them. So even if the prices have gone down, still we can match those prices and be competitive. So
and there is a similar fall in raw material price also.
Yeah, so similarly, we are able to get raw material from China at a much lower price. So,
understood, sir. But how can there be a question of a competitive scenario with the Chinese players? Because they are not manufacturing in Thailand, so their prices should be higher. I mean, we should be having much better advantage over them.
Yeah, we have an advantage, but you know, everybody can export to Thailand. So it's a matter of market price. We also export to many countries where others are producing bead wire. So that's how it is.
Okay, sir. Just one last question. Given that the Thailand capacity expansion will be available from 3Q onwards, so how much volumes can we expect from Thailand in the next half or for the full year?
See, unfortunately, the existing capacity is underutilized right now. Yes, we are on with the plan to start the new line as soon as possible. That will help us also to slightly better the quality of the wire. But in terms of volume, I think we would be flat this year from Thailand.
When you say flat, you mean FY23 over FY22,
yeah,
is it?
Volume.
Okay.
What we did last year.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for answering all my questions.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vikas Rajpal from Reliance CMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Vikas.
Yeah. Sir, thanks for taking my question. So the first question is on the client concentration side. Sir, you know, we have historically have had a higher client concentration. So has there been an improvement in that particular aspect, or we still continue, I mean, the top three or four clients still contribute about 40% of our revenues?
No, that is the business. You know, the tire business is concentrated around 60-70% between the first four companies in India. Okay. So, and that concentration reflects in our supplies of bead wire to them. There is nothing we can do about it. If you combine the capacity of MRF, Apollo, CAT and JK and BKT, these five customers put together produce more than, you know, 70% tires in India. And that is how we supply bead wire to them. And which is not going to change soon. Yeah.
And sir, on the exports front, so I mean, my understanding is that you earlier mentioned that you supply bead wire to companies and they export outside. So do we directly export as well, bead wires?
No, no. They export tires. Okay, we do.
Yeah, export they export tires. Yes.
We do export bead wire. So Yashovardhan will talk about that, because up till now majority of exports are from Thailand. So Yashovardhan.
Yeah, we are exporting from Thailand almost 40-45% of our volumes. We export to the Southeast Asian region. But with the drop in tire export, we also feel that tire production in Europe and America will still continue. And our efforts to supply bead wire to European tire companies might give us some good results. So we will be able to export some more volumes to the European market.
Okay. And we are seriously making efforts. We have appointed a marketing manager who is based out of Europe. And this exercise we have started only last month. And probably this is a preparation to gain some market share of a big European tire business, tire companies. Our estimates are total European region bead wire requirement is 250,000 tons. So even if we get 15% of that in next 2-3 years, our 50% of Chennai capacity will be sold. So we are preparing for that long-term goal. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, lastly, sir, with the current capacities and, you know, the oncoming capacities, what will be the total potential revenue in terms of value that we could, you know, generate in the next couple of years, say, couple by FY25 or FY26?
Yeah, so as we have told you and in our presentation, we are creating three capacities. The Pithampur India plant is ready, already utilizing 80-85% capacity today, which has gone up to 95%. Chennai, Thailand will be ready next month with a 60,000 tons capacity. Of course, there is a question mark on when it will be utilized, but assuming that everything will be up and running and fully utilized, and third capacity of Chennai, 60,000 tons. So at current price level, we are looking at a revenue of 1,800 crores in next 3-4 years.
Okay. Okay, sir. Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions. All the best.
Thank you, Vikas. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prajay Gada from Valdivia. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so actually my question was more on the black wire product. So I just wanted to know that since because of the supply issues, so is there any supply issues for the black wire also? Because like we had estimated that 5,000 is like currently that we are able to manufacture, and we are going to extend to 10,000 to 11,000. So is there be any delay on that also, or
No, as we have explained you earlier also, black wire is not our focused product, but we are using some intermediate capacity for supplying to customers for different applications. And this year, I think we will achieve the business plan of 10,000 tons of black wire in India. So, not a major problem there.
Okay, and it's completely Indian, like it's completely manufactured in India only, right?
Or it is 100. We don't make any black wire in Thailand, and we don't plan to make anything in Chennai. It is only in the mother plant at Pithampur in India, where we have different capacities, furnaces. You know, this plant has come up over last 25 years. So, you know, and we want to continue to supply to those customers, because it is not making loss. It is contributing positively to the bottom line of the company.
Okay, all right. And so my second question was with regards to the PLI scheme. So I'm sorry if this question has already been asked earlier. So I just want to know that how much PLI scheme that we have received and for how many years?
No, we have not received any PLI benefit yet. We have got ourselves registered for PLI benefit to be received in our Chennai project. So the scheme is that we will get 8% of our sales as reimbursement of PLI benefit from Government of India.
Okay, so like the 8% will be from this, from the existing plant itself, or it will be on the Chennai plant?
From the new capacity.
On the new, this Chennai capacity.
Chennai capacity, whenever we start production and we have the choice of getting it every 5 years. So if we decide to get it from third year, we can do it from third year to eighth year. Okay. We can do it from first year to fifth year. Okay. So it is a window of 5 years within which we have to avail this benefit of 8% of revenue.
Okay, sure, sir, got it. And one last thing, sir. Sir, is it possible to share that what proportion, geographically, what proportion that we export to European and what we export to US?
We do very small exports of bead wire directly to US and Europe. Yashodhan, can you give the volume?
So, we are exporting, say, approximately 300 tons, 400 tons a month to Europe, and similar volumes to, maybe little lesser volumes to US.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's all from my side. So, happy Diwali to you and your team, and best of luck for the future, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dural from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So what is your assumption in terms of tire production growth in the domestic market, looking at the recovery in the auto cycle, as well as the, you know, tire companies also incurring the capex?
We continue to have a projection of 7 to 8% growth in tire business in India, and that is why we continue to make investment as committed by the company for long term. We are not changing the path, we are not changing any plan. Okay. And we strongly think that this is a very temporary phenomenon. India will be a stronger country. India will be the low cost production capacity, and we will be able to export to the world.
So this 7 to 8% you're talking about domestic tire production growth?
Domestic. That is what I read in the projections given by tire industry.
And so what was the tire production growth in FY22?
It was close to this. It was much more because the base year was low. Okay. Because the, you know, last year numbers were based on the previous number year. That is 1920 was the year when we had pandemic. So those numbers may be misleading.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And have Indian tire companies have also faced issues in their export to US and Europe?
Yeah, that is, they are again having pressure of demand from Europe and US.
So have you seen any reduction in the product?
I have not heard of tire selling is a problem in India. That continues to be sold regularly.
So have you seen any production issue even in a domestic market because of this export related slowdown?
Sorry, you are not clear.
Sir, have you seen any production issue in the domestic tire company because of this export slowdown?
They have taken some shutdowns, okay, because and more the companies who are exporting the tires, they have taken shutdowns, definitely 8 days, 10 days, 6 days in last month and in the month of August and September.
Okay, okay, what's your point, sir? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal. Please go ahead.
A clarification on the margin side. So you indicated about 100 basis point has been the impact of operating deleverage because of the shutdown, 10-day shutdown at Thailand and lower production in India. And so would it be fair to say the balance 300 basis points is entirely reflection of higher cost inventory and the commodity cost impact?
Definitely, yes. I think your analysis is quite correct. Yeah.
Okay. And
and one factor, higher energy cost, which you have missed.
Okay. And higher energy cost is in Thailand or in India as well?
Both the places, the LNG prices have been continuously going up. And,
okay.
You know, compared to previous quarter, the energy prices have gone up by 40%.
Right. Okay.
The LNG prices.
Right. Okay. Got it. And second question pertains to the European market, which we are exploring for our incremental new capacities. So would it be fair to say that exports to Europe would be at A, higher realization, and B, at better margins even without PLI incentives?
I would not like to comment on the higher margin and higher price. Of course, European customers are all big companies. And we have seen that the prices are quite stable. Once you get approval in Michelin and Bridgestone, they don't change the suppliers based on the pricing and discounts. Okay. So I will not say higher price, I will say stable price and stable business.
Okay. Okay. Or would it be similar pricing to what you supply them in India? I mean, given that the parent is same, those sourcing office might be different.
Mr. Jinesh, there are many more factors like the logistic cost. We have seen logistic cost as high as $10,000 for a container, which has come down to $2,500 a container now for Europe. Okay. So the customer will always look at landed price delivered to him. Okay. And our margins and our profitability will also be affected partly by those costs. Okay.
Okay.
But our initial market survey tells us very clearly there is an opportunity because the wire rod price in Europe is higher than what it is in India. The cost of manufacturing and especially cost of energy is much, much, much higher in Europe. I have heard I have met customers, I have met our competitors also in Europe, and they are paying 60 cents for one unit of power, which is
right.
six times the cost of energy we are paying in India.
Right, right.
But all this equations will change once geopolitical problem get over. Okay. And I don't think this will continue for a very, very long time. There has to be some solution to this problem.
Right, right. And lastly, given this potential slowdown in Europe and US potential impact which some of your competitors may see in Thailand, Thailand or Southeast Asia, are we open to looking any acquisition opportunity which may come our way because of the current situation?
There are opportunities, but we are very apprehensive. Making in Europe is something we would not like to commit. Okay, the only reason for having a presence in Europe is that giving comfort to our customers. Okay, but I don't think it is going to be a manufacturing setup in Europe anytime soon.
No, I mean acquisition in Thailand or Southeast Asia.
There is nothing available in this part of the world.
Got it.
All those smaller companies have shut down long back. Okay.
Right.
And again, I'm repeating, you know, the smaller capacities are not viable, and you know, it is very difficult for smaller companies to get approval when they don't make profit. It is going to be very, very difficult. Yeah.
Got it. So great. Thanks and all the best, and happy Diwali to you and your team.
Thank you, Mr. Gandhi. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ganesh Radhakrishnan, an individual investor. Please go ahead. No response. We'll move on to the next question. We have the next question from the line of Amit Kalyanpur from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, would like to know what will be the long-term debt position as at the end of FY23 as well as at the end of FY24?
Yeah, as told you in the past or maybe to other investors, we don't plan to borrow heavily. Okay, so you see that the current debt level is close to 190-195 crores. Which is because of our investment in Chennai in a greenfield project. Otherwise, we will try to restrict it closer to this level only. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amit.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ganesh Radhakrishnan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Ganesh.
Okay. Yes. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I have one question on the realization. The realization per ton has dropped about 6-7% this quarter. You told about the lower demand and other costs have gone up. But the realization, is there a competitive pressure? Do you see some dumping from China or other countries?
No, the raw material, main raw material cost has also gone down. Okay. And we had to pass on the price decrease in the main raw material, which is wire rod. So I think in the previous question, sometime I told you that steel prices have been very volatile, but last 6 months, it has been coming down. So from the peak of 74,000 rupees for wire rod, now we are paying close to 58,000 rupees. So out of which we had to pass on to our customer also. So that is the reason.
Okay. And in terms of competition, you said there is not much capacity. I mean, there is no new capacity coming up in India, nor in Thailand. How about China? Is there something, that's happening there and you see that there is going to be, some competitive
pressure? China, China already has big capacities. There are companies who make big quantities, but lately, last 4-5 years, they have not been very reliable suppliers. They have been more of suppliers who are inconsistent in their behavior. So we continue to see opportunity for Rajratan. And secondly, the Chinese cost of production is also not very low now. The labor rates have gone up. They have withdrawn the export rebates. They were offering 13% of export rebates. So all those things have gone down, from the calculation, which will continue giving opportunities to Rajratan in the global market. Of course, sometimes they dump, they sell suddenly at a lower price, but it is not sustainable to my understanding.
Okay, okay. And next question, sir, you mentioned that reaching 105 tons this year would be a difficult target. So what are you looking at right now? We have done about 45,000 so far in H1. What is your kind of, your outlook
we
for
are,
that?
Our revised target for this year volume would be 95,000-96,000
tons,
which is 7-8% growth from last year in volume.
Okay, you said about 20% volume growth for the foreseeable future. That is intact.
No, let me tell you, I had made this statement 2 years back. Okay, and I continue to stress on that. Okay, so we have grown much faster in previous 2 years. Okay, this year, of course, we are not growing at 20%. But it will come back to that. And that is why we are investing in the business. And one more thing for all other, shareholders who are on the line. That Rajratan has seen, this is fourth time I am seeing, a pressure on demand and, confusing situation. But Rajratan has always emerged as a winner out of all those situations. Post-COVID, we did phenomenally, we did very well. In 2008, it took longer time to revive businesses in Thailand, but we have done that successfully. So, let's keep our fingers crossed and we see huge opportunities of working on different projects and continue to grow the business.
Thank you, sir. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Wish you all the best. Happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question. Ms. Radha, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Thank you again. Just quickly two questions. You mentioned your guidance about volume. Could you give us a little light on your guidance on the margins for the second half as well as CAPEX?
Yeah, CAPEX, as I told you, we continue to work on our expansion plans in Thailand as well as India. So there is nothing new I can add to those plans. Volumes I have given, it is difficult to talk about the bottom line and top line because that is dependent on the volatility of steel prices and various input costs.
And if we speak on the interest, from the interest perspective, the interest rates?
The interest rates have gone up. Definitely our finance cost has also gone up in this quarter, but it is purely because of the increase in the interest rates across the, across the markets everywhere.
Okay, and secondly, sir, our receivable days are getting better. So, what could be the reason for this?
No, we will continue to work with customers to get the payment on time. We are having some bank products where we pay to our suppliers through those products. So there is less load on our balance sheet. So our exposure to the working capital cycle is reducing.
All right, sir. Understood. Thank you so much. I'm happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, Radha.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Divyam Gupta, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. I appreciate the opportunity, and I just have one question. So are we thinking of conducting any buybacks in the near future or any other means of increasing long-term shareholder value? I just want to get your views on this part.
No, currently we are committed for expansion, investment in expanding capacity in Thailand and then in Chennai. So I don't think we will have enough cash to buy back shares. But investing in growth will definitely give better shareholder value, I think.
Okay, great. Thank you so much and happy Diwali.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand it over to Mr. Sailesh Raja for closing comments.
Yes, thank you all for attending this session. We especially thank the Rajratan team for their time. Sunil sir, would you like to make any closing comments?
Yeah, so thank you all the participants for your time and your interest in Rajratan. Of course, this quarter performance is not in line with our plans, which is only because of the current situation of businesses across the globe. Okay, and I hope things get better from here. And Rajratan has a lot of resilience. We have gone through similar situations in the past and have emerged as a winner. And I hope we will continue to do that and increase your investment values in coming years. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, sir. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.